B'zois yove yaren el ha-kodesh. With this iron should come el ha-kodesh b'par ben bokar l'chatos v'ayr l'oyla. So the Medrash Rabbah says, what's b'zois yove yaren with this? B'zchus ha-toyra. T'chsiv v'zois ha-toyra. It says v'zois ha-toyra. Zois refers to toyra. And over here it says b'zois yove yaren with the z'chus of toyra. So what does that mean with the schus of Torah? So the Netziv, over there on the Pasuk of Vizayis HaTorah, he says that the Pasuk is teaching us over here that Yom Kippur is a day of Melchama. It's a day of Melchama against Klal Yisrael, and the higher forces, the Sarm Shal Milo, they're Mekatrik very much against Klal Yisrael, Ki Yodua. The Medrash says that by David, Hashem Erev Yishi, it says, "M'tokem alai mulchama b'zois ani b'iteach." So that's the same thing. The mulchama is from the sorei ha'umus up in Shemayim. This ruchni is the kikoiches that fight against Klal Yisrael, and b'zois ani b'iteach. That's in the b'zois ha'teir. The Netziv says the kavana is when it says teir, it doesn't just mean kiyum mitzvahs; it means pilpula shel teir. The teir is telling us over here that the pilpula shel teir, speaking and learning. That is the cherev of Klal Yisrael. Ke'en that the Chassam Sofer says, b'mokam acher, Chassam Sofer says that Mulchama is a need, it's a tzairuch of the world. Unlike those that say, no, you know, everything has to be peace and everything. Yeah. We want peace. No one is in the mood of being in a war. But Mulchama is a tzairuch, Mulchama, a tzairuch ha'olam. So the Chassam Sofer, that if a person is Isaac in Melchamta Shal Taira, if Klal Yisrael is Isaac in Melchamta Shal Taira, you're Mekayim the Melchama that the world has to have, and that is Megan against the Melchamas that go against Klal Yisrael. I heard something on the news, Niflum, on the Jewish news thing I have on my phone. So said over there that the head of the Mossad, David Zini, he's about, I think, an Orthodox Jew, if I'm not mistaken. He said to the chief rabbi of Israel, Rabbi Kalman Bear, why don't we make the chief rabbinate should make a special day of thanks for the matzah right now? If you would know what's going on in the Nisim, the Yeshuas that we have, you wouldn't believe it. Said missiles that are totally off their mark and missiles that didn't explode or whatever, which the Mossad is very much into. He says, then he was at an army base, and one of the people in the army base, it was an Air Force base. So one of the people there told him, I'm not a keep-a-wearing Jew, I'm not a Fomiyid, but the Nisim that are taking place, they made a cheshbon that with all of these sorties over the flights over Iran, they made a cheshbon, one out of seven planes are not going to make it. So at best, one out of eight. Not one plane, B'liayin Har, has been shot down by the Americans. They lost seven planes. Not one plane has been shot down. He says, I'm not a keep-a-wearing Jew. But and also the producers of the Arrow system, you know, that's Megan against missiles, also they say the whole thing is shalaki derech hatev. Not normal. So these are forces up in Shemayim that obviously, Baruch Hashem, the Koyach HaTorah in the world is much greater than it has been over the last 60 years for sure. So Baruch Hashem, there's a Koyach HaTorah over there that's being making on us, and it's something we have to be aware of, we have to be thankful. Ta'kodesh Baruch, I'm making a special day, that's already a controversial thing we're not going to go into, you know, and it's not B'Koyach for us to do, but the idea that we have to be aware that there's many Nisim that are going on, that a president that's like chapta mamish against his political interests, because who knows if it's going to affect his political interests. And it's a chengishbart, and he's gung-ho on this. I'm not sure he's holding now, but Lanaisa, he decided to do this. It's a pella. The chiper al ha-kodesh mitumais b'nei Yisrael u'mipish'eyem l'chol chatosa. V'chein ya'asa lo'oyo mo'yeit the one that dwells with them amidst their tumah. So Rashi says, "Afal pishein tmeim shchina beinayim." Even though they're tumah, the shchina is amongst them. The Zohar HaKadosh says that when the Midas HaRachmim is misoyer to come in this world, the Shechina clothes itself in the form of a mother, in the form of an ima. You have to understand why Dafki b'schus ima. Midas HaRachmim, why Dafki b'schus ima? So Chaim Volozhin says, a father and a mother, they both love the child, and they both like to hold the child and play with the child. The difference is when the child gets a dirty diaper. That's where the difference is. The father somehow or other meanders his way to the other way of the room, and he lets the mother take care of it. And the mother takes the child, and she cleans him, and she powders him, and mamish, and she kisses him, mamish. You know, she has that kaya. So that's the pshat. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to come down to this world, and this world is molei tumah, and this world is molei shmutz, he comes in the midah of ima, he comes in the tzur of an ima that's able to overcome the fact that it smells bad, and overcomes the fact that it's dirty or whatever. That ahava, that overwhelming ahava, makes her not even see, you know, that it's unpleasant. On Leil Pesach, it says in the Torah, Ani v'lo malach, ani v'lo sarach, ani v'lo hashliach. Hashem, ani v'lo yachem. We say that in the Haggadah. So what was the inyan? Why the Afghani? So it's different pshatim. The Gros says that the Tumah in Mitzrayim was so great that had a Malach gone down there, he would have become Tumah. So it had to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoido v'atzman. There's others that say that Hayos, the Tumah was so great, it could only be the Ahava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that goes down there. Like we just said, that B'soich Tumasim, he comes in the Dmus of an Ima. Despite the fact that it's Shmutz, and despite the fact that it's not a pleasant thing, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes there because of his tremendous ahava, and that's why he came down to Mitzrayim. Agav, beautiful word from the Satmar Rebbe in Parshas Kedoshim. I mentioned it in the past, but it was a while back since I mentioned it. It says, Kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem alekeichem. Zok the Medrash, Yochel kamoini, I would think you could be like me, Tamar loim ani Hashem alekeichem, yich menayim rabbeinu shalayim. Satmar Rebbe says, Yochel kamoini. That the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes b'soich tumosam. So you too, you know, you're on a madrega, we could overcome the tumah. I'm the only one that can go b'soich tumosam, and I'm able to, you know, to withstand it. But a regular ben adam, he cannot allow himself to enter a makom tumah or enter places that compromises kedusha and think that he's going to survive. It says, "V'shilach b'yad ish iti hamidbara." They send the seer la'azazel in the hands of an ish iti to the midbar. So Rashi says, "Hamuchen l'cha miyom esmael." A designated person, ish iti. Rashi taish is a designated person. So you do the chizkuni that says that this was a person that they knew al pi his mazel that his time had come to die during the year. You have to understand what subjects they picked on such a person. Like, what's the inyan of having such a person? So I go in on Tzadik of Shmuel Weintraub, who was Rosh Yeshiva of Novardik in Pinsk. He said, why do we dafka pick such a person? Because he knows that year he's going to die. She's already menutik yishtikl from Olam Hazeh. You know, people, calls mine, they think they're going to live. They mamish, they enjoy, they indulge. As I mentioned, that knows that his time has come to leave. So he knows already, you know, what goes on down here is not that important. It doesn't bother him anymore so much. He's not so shakua and gashmias. And Mimeli has much more ruchniyazdika perspective. And he realizes more than anybody else what the glick of a Yom Kippur is, what the glick is of a kapara. Mimeli, they pick him because of his asogis in kapara. Dozok, tagoyin et tzadik, Shmuel Weintraub. I was thinking in a different way. That Hayos is an ish iti and he's going to be nifter that year. He shows that Hagam b'derech hateva, the mazel shows he's going to be nifter, but he's not miyayish apal pikein. He still wants that chayim on Yom Kippur. If he gets a kapora, there's a chance that he's going to live, and that's a lesson to the rest of Klal Yisrael. No matter what your matzav is, he can't be miyayish. That's the emes. One of the reasons why we lay in sefer Yoina as the haftarah by Mincha on Yom Kippur. The city of Nineveh, Vinei Nineveh Nechrevas, they were holding on a massive where they're going to be destroyed. V'afal Pikein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds hope up for them. And they did tshuva, and they tackle, they changed their fate. Same thing over here. Hagam the Mazel shows he's going to be nifter. He still has hope. There's going to be a kapara, and he's going to be able to make it. And that's a limud for the rest of Klal Yisrael. Parshas Kedoshim, it says, V'yohafto l'reacha kamoicho ani Hashem. So Rashi brings down, Amar Rabbi Akiva, zeh klal gadol b'Torah. It's a klal gadol b'Torah. So you have to understand, why did Rashi bring down this chazal? Rashi is a mefarish. Rashi doesn't stop bring down my mori chazal. So v'yohafto l'reacha kamoicho ani Hashem. What is this adding that Rabbi Akiva said, zeh klal gadol b'Torah? How does that add to the pshat in the pasuk? So Chaim Shmulevitz, he brings down a Gemara. He says, Ma'isa ben Achriyachah, the famous Gemara Masechta Shabbos, there was a guy that came to Shammai, and he said, Be Megayer mi Almanas, you'll teach me the Torah al Regalachas. So Shammai had a ruler, Dochvei Ba'amas HaBinyan, had a ruler, he pushed him out. I once heard a nice word, why Dafka, a ruler? And I heard this from Moshe Weinberger's father, Zechrein Lebrachet. He said over, Mashem someone. A ruler has centimeters, millimeters, half inches, quarter of inches. You don't get to the big measurement right away. You got to go little by little. You want to learn the Torah of Regalachas, it doesn't work like that. You have to go little by little, little by little. This is what Shammai taught him. He came to Hillel, and Hillel told him, sani sabit. What you don't like, you shouldn't do to your friend. That's koa Torah kula, the idach pirusha, zilgimar. The rest is just a commentary, go out and learn. Now, from the fact that Hillel was Megayerim, Vaistois, that the guy came sincerely. He wasn't stopped making Litzonis, Vaistois. There's Bakosha was an Emesdik of Bakosha to learn the Torah of Regalachas. So, what's the Pshad? What did he want over here? What was the Teichen of such a Bakosha? So, Chaim Shmulevitz, that's how he explains, Al Pia Gemara Makas, Dabchov Gimel Amid Beis. Dorosh Rav Simloi, Taryag Mitzvus, who said to Moshe Rabbeinu, there were Tayag Mitzvah said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Bo David vehemidon alachas asara. David HaMelech made it into 11. Bo Yeshayahu vehemidon al sheish. He made it into 6. Bo Micho vehemidon al sholosh. Chozer Yeshayahu came back vehemidon al shtayim. Bo Chabakuk vehemidon al achas. Shenemar v'tzadik be'munosa yichya. What's pshat in this? We started out with Taryag Mitzvahs. They shrank the Torah. Chas v'sholom. It sounds like, you know, who knows what. They shrank the Torah. Chaim Shmulevitz says, Chas v'chalila. The Torah is Taryag Mitzvahs as 613 shroshim. 613 yesoidis. Each one of those separately could be a yesoid to call a Torah kula. We say, but when you say the hirotzen by mitzvahs, it says, Shmimakayim, this is Taryag Mitzvahs hasluyim ba. Every mitzvah, Taryag mitzvah is totally in it. So originally, in the original Dairus, when people were great tzaddikim, they were able to be makabel every one of those yesoidis. You had 613 paths to be makayim kol ha-Torah kula. Later generations, they weren't able to focus on so many different roads. So they shrank it. They made it smaller. But for shteitzim, they weren't taking away from the mitzvahs. They were taking away which yesoidah should I concentrate on through which I can get a passageway to Taryag Mitzvahs. L'v'soif, the Dairus became so shvach, bo chabaku v'amidan alachas v'tzadik b'munosa yichya. And from that, you can come to all Taryag Mitzvahs v'saryag mitzvahs hasloimba. V'aistois, that this goy, he couldn't even handle that. He needed something that was more tangible to him. So for that, he told him, it's only a Bein Adam L'chavei, right? It's not a Bein Adam L'amokai. Svarim say, if you look outwards to your friend, your Mamei will be able to look upwards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People are selfish, they have their own ego, they have their own tzrachim, they're not able to see outside of themselves. But once you look outwards to your friend, then you'll be able to look up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. And that is the klal of Rabbi Akiva. You have to l'reacha kamoicha. It's not just the main ordinal chaver. It's a klal gadol b'Torah. It's a klal gadol in kol ha-Torah kula. That's why Rashi says over here on the pasuk, you have to l'reacha kamoicha Ani Hashem. What's Ani Hashem doing there? The Teretz is, if you have the Yahavtal Riachim Kamoicha, you'll come to the Ani Hashem, like Rabbi Akiva says, that Kal Godel B'Kala Tayrukula. It's not just a Meiron Ol Chaveiroi, it's a Meiron Ol Amokim as well. Ani Hashem. There's a Moiridiki Shtikl from Rosham Shrafal Hirsch and Paris Kedosh and Amish, and Yisoyis Diki Shtikl. As Chukoisai Tishmoiru, you should keep my Chukim. Behemtecha loy sarvia kelayim. You should not breed your behema kelayim. Sodcha loy sizra kelayim. Your field, you should not sow kelayim. Ubeged kelayim shatn is loyala alech. So in this pasuk is mentioned kamamine kelayim. Klai behema, klai ilon vizroim, and klai begod. But their halachas are not equal. Klai behema and klai zroim, there's an issur in breeding them. You're not allowed to be marvia the animal. You're not allowed to make the tziruf between one min and the other. When it comes to begodim, it doesn't say anything about sewing the begodim together or weaving the begodim together. It doesn't say an issur on that. Technically, you're allowed to, you know, if it wouldn't be a problem of a yid ending up using it, technically you'd be allowed to make it, right? Over there it says, ubeged kelayim shatnez layala alecha. The Isser is in the Levisha, but there is no Isser in the Tziruf. What's the chilv between the two? Why is it the Lagabe Kalayim of Zroim and Behemoth, the Isser is in the making of it? And by Begodim, the Isser is in the wearing it. Second of all, if there's no Isser in making it, why should it be an Isser of wearing it? Right? What's the chilv between the two? So Rosham Shrafal Hirsch has a number of Yisaidis. Yisaid number one. What's the Isser of Kalayim? It's a chayk. We don't understand the real reason for Shteisach. It says, as chukaisai tishmayru. It's a chayk. But lemaisa, as much as we could understand to have a tam in the mitzvah, you know, we have to give a tam in the mitzvah. So Rosham Shemal Rosh, the Ramban also speaks about it. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria, and created each separate Bria leminehu. By the Zroim, it says leminehu. By Behemoth, it says leminehu. By Chayis, it says leminehu. He created each one with its own unique koiches, with its own unique characteristics. And he wants it to be separate, because if you're going to dilute the plant with its koiches, then you're not having the plant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Hashem created it for a reason. Hashem created it with tremendous chokhmah. He knew what he was doing. And he's telling you, I don't want you to breed it to dilute the koiches of it. This is the way it was meant to be, leminehu. In addition to that, he says, there's ruchnias dikikoiches behind every bria. Ein l'cho kolesev eisev, that no blade of grass, you don't have a blade of grass that doesn't have a malach on top of it, hitting it to grow. There's ruchnias dikikoiches behind everything. So if you start breeding the two minim, you're playing around with ruchnias dikikoiches. That's the aside of the iser of breeding kelayim. So if it's aizok to Rosham Shrafal Hirsch Vashteitzer, that's only by breeding them together, you're going to cause a new min to grow, and you're going to be diluting each min. The shayach by behemoth, the shayach by zroim. But if you sew together two inanimate objects, right, they're both materials, and you're not causing them to grow, so there you're not diluting the quality or the characteristic of the min, so then, you know, there's no iser. That's why over there, it's not shayach and iser in the production of such a beggar. Right. I give you learn a lesson from this, that every person has to work lefi his koiches. The same way each min was created and it has to be lefi its koiches, by an odom also. You know, people think they have to be the other fellow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants your avodah lefi what your koiches are, and it wasn't meant to be somebody else. That's yisoid number one in what the isser of the breeding of kalayim is. So why takis? What's the isser of levisha lechayra? If there's no isser in the making of it, so what is the isser of levisha? So Rosham Shrafal Hirsch says a gevaldig pshat. First of all, you have to know the yisoid of what an adam is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created four yisoides habriya: doimein, tzomeach, chai, and medaber. And on top of medaber, there's Yisroel ki yodua. Over there also, he wanted leminehu. But Yisrael, or even a regular Adam, does not function like a behemoth. A behemoth is totally chumri, totally gashmi. An Adam has a ruchni, is the factor about him, he has a neshama. And a yid is gar high up over everybody. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be that an Adam and Kal V'chomer Yisrael knows there's a Lemineu that separates him from a Behem. Now what separates us from a Behem? A beged, clothing. It says, Vayas Hashem Elokim L'Odom L'Ishtoi Kosnais Or. Hashem made it. So Hashem had to make it. He gave Adam Chochma to do everything else, for bread and for wine, to make wine and to plant. Why couldn't he give him the Chochma? Why was that, did that not suffice? Teretz is a beged, is a ruchni yizdike factor over here. It's meant to show you are higher than everybody else. And there's a ruchni yizdike kayach behind you. And that's why it was B'davka HaKadosh Baruch Hu that made it. The Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for Adam big day kahuna, to show you are a kain, you are the kain of the world. You are meant for a tachlis of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash also says that in the Sefer Torah of Rav Meir, we know Rav Meir had different girsois in his Sefer Torah, instead of kosnois oir, clothing of skin, it said kosnois oir with an aleph. Why? It was Meir la'odam what his tachlis is in the Bria. So the beged is meant to remind us we are special. It's not a covering to keep you warm. It's supposed to remind us that's the tachlis. We are different than everybody else. So let's take a look at what a beged of shatnez is. Dr. Shamshner Folhirsch, shatnez is tzemer upishtim yachad. It's a tzemeach and a chai together. That represents what a behemah is. A behemah is a tzemeach. It eats and grows, but it's also a chai. It has feelings and it has ritzainus. But it doesn't lead to anything. They work side by side. The tzemeach leads to its having its movements and its ritzainus, and the ritzainus lead to getting more food. It works on a parallel, and it's a continuous cycle, right? They grow to get strong, to go out and look for their food. That's behemah. By an Adam is supposed to be a sulam mutzav ordz of a roshim agiyah hashemayim. He's supposed to be tzemeach. That leads to chai, where he has tenuos, he has regoshim, that leads to seichel, and that leads to connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not supposed to be a revolving circle. It's supposed to be a sulam utzavarza, v'roshim agiyashamayim. The word melech is mayach lev kodet. San Sofer says that. The mayach has to be on top, the lev, the regoshim underneath, and it has to work upward. So if a person wears shatnez, in a beged, which is meant to show him what his tachlis is. Shatnez is lehepach. It's ma'isa behema. So you're showing that you don't really realize what your tachlis is. And it cheapens the way of man. In the Mishnah in Kilayim, it says, what's the meaning of the word shatnez? Nolus, he's krum. Umeilis es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Male is his bayreel, and he makes Hashem krum on top of him. He doesn't allow the shefa to come down on him. Favos, you're supposed to be an adam. You're supposed to utilize your koiches properly. So you're krum. You don't realize what your tachlis is, and that's why by a beged, it's not just called kilayim. It's called shatnez. Shatnez is nobles. So Rosh Hashanah Folher says, shatnez is also the letters of Satan Az. The sultan is strong. If a person is not mekayim as tachlis, then the sultan has a kayach over him. So that answers all of the ha'aris. The breeding is one type of thing. Shatnez is a totally different kind of a thing. And by sheru adam, he's supposed to be a sulum utzavarz of a roshim agiyah shamayim. Shatnez is lehepach of that. Shatnez is a ma'isa behem. Dos is dos. Okay, a guten Shabbos. Yeah.